afternoon, U105 Drive. It's 27 minutes to 4 now. Due to last year's phenomenal success, the Belfast Tattoo returns to the Odyssey Arena between the 4th and the 6th of September. It'll be showcasing some of the finest pipe bands, silver bands and flute bands, together with Highland dancers and special guests. Let's talk to the event organiser and director, Colin Wasson, who's here. Colin, hello.
How are you doing, dude?
I'm very well, thank you. I think that's you sorted now with your good microphone. I'm very well. Thanks for dropping in. This was such a success last year. You're back again, and you've an extra date this year.
Yeah, the general public bought into the event really well, and from word go, the idea was to increase the number of nights. Unfortunately, ticket sales justified adding that extra night to the run of dates. So it's going very well this year.
I can imagine what this sounds like. I mean, I've stood amongst pipe bands, and to have that many on the floor of the Odyssey at once, the sound just must be incredible.
It's a huge, huge sound. There's 300 pipes and drums on the floor at any one time. And this year you'll probably have a few more pipes because we're bringing in Lume de Bagheera, a pipe band from
Madrid.
Yeah. They're a Galician pipe band and totally unique sound. And a very spectacular band to come along and see. So it'll be a hoop.
And it would be exciting for bands like this to play in a venue of the scale of the Odyssey. It can't be something they get to do too often.
No, they wouldn't get to do it very often. And in truth, when we started this project, we wanted to give the bands a platform and an opportunity to show the world and to show the local community and to show the world that not everything that comes out of Northern Ireland needs to necessarily be bad, that there were musicians who work very hard at what they do, and they show themselves very well.
And there are artists and bands from across Northern Ireland, well, and beyond, as you've said.
Yeah, no, we bring bands down from Donegal. This year we have Manor Cunningham coming in, Lume de Bagheera coming in from Madrid. We have Auchentober comes up from Castle Caulfield this year. So they're from all over the place.
Well, the roots of this is Ulster Scots people, but it doesn't just solely concentrate on that.
No. The idea is to do what the Ulster Scots folks historically have always done, and that's to spread ourselves out and go out around the world.
Yeah.
You know, so we've made contact, and we're talking to people in New Zealand, Australia. We're talking to people from America. Next year, there's quite likely to be American dancers coming in for the show. And, you know, as I said to you, we're sort of working away. We're up to 2017 at the minute, negotiating with headliners this week. So.
Already?
Already, yeah.
Wow, okay. So there's pipe bands, flute bands and silver bands. Tell me a bit about Drum Major's display team.
Well, this is going to be the first time that this has been tried, that we know of anyway, in an indoor arena, where we're going to have 30 to 40 Drum Majors performing, hopefully in unison at the one time, under the direction of Brian Wilson, MBE, for his sins. And it should be quite spectacular under the lights and under the Odyssey roof.
Brian Wilson, he's the world champion.
He was world champion, yeah.
Yeah,
he came third this year. He'll not thank me for saying that.
I'm sure we can forgive him for that. And it's very much it's an event of two halves, really. So explain to me what each half is, what the public will see.
Well, in the first half, you'll have the massed pipes and drums, along with the massed flute bands. The flute bands actually are an interesting concept. It'll be the first time this number of concert flutes have actually played together. And we're also using some of the contrabass flutes, which are roughly about 6 foot long and about 3 inches wide. And you can't carry them, needless to say, but we're going to have them as part of the display on a separate stage, mic'd up, and that'll give a really big, beefy sound. And then we'll have the dancers, and the first half will finish with Lume de Bagheera. Really uplifting the audience.
Which will be spectacular.
It will.
You mentioned it a couple of times, so just wanted to ask you a bit more about it. The Highland Dance Troupe, just tell me a bit about that.
Well, this year we have, I think it's about 32 dancers dancing under the instruction of Michelle Johnston. And Michelle always tries to develop a piece that's unique for the tattoo itself. And this year will be no different. That piece will be displayed in the second half of the show. The first half of the show, it'll be just the usual regular traditional dance pieces, but the second half they'll have something unique for the audience to see.
I said to you when I met you out in reception there, I tried many, many years ago and very badly to play the bagpipes, much to the delight of my neighbours, no doubt. So I know what an amazing sound the professionals get out of it. I should just say it again, you know, with that many people in the arena, it will sound fantastic.
Huge.
Okay, we wish you luck with it. It seems
Thank you.
Be an event that will just grow and grow. So good luck. It's the 4th, the 5th and the 6th. And give us the website details just if people would like more information.
Well, if you want more information, it's www.belfasttattoo.com. And for those looking tickets, there's tickets available for the Thursday night and you'll get them on the Odyssey Arena site.
Okay, lovely. Colin, good luck with it. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.